Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Narwhal. Leading off today, for better or for worse, AI chatbots have become a go-to source for many people's questions about health and fitness. Now, a new leak reveals that ChatGPT might soon be able to integrate data from Apple Health to guide its answers to your questions. The latest version of the ChatGPT app, according to MacRumors, contains a new image of the Apple Health icon within its code. The image's file name suggests it'll be possible to connect the Apple Health app to ChatGPT so that you can receive more personalized and useful answers based on the data from Apple Health. As it stands today, the ChatGPT app can already connect to a number of third-party apps and services, like Apple Notes, Peloton, Dropbox, Gmail, and others. Adding integration with Apple Health would be a big upgrade for people in the Apple ecosystem, especially those people who wear an Apple Watch. Still, there's no word on when this feature will actually go live, and it's always possible that it's scrapped rather than actually released. But still, based on the evidence right now, it seems like Apple Health integration could be coming to ChatGPT sooner rather than later. And also, don't forget that Apple is continuing its own work on an AI coaching feature for Apple Health, but that's not expected to launch until sometime next year at the earliest. Next up today, yesterday we talked about new regulation in India that aimed to force Apple to pre-install a government app on all iPhones sold in the country and to make it undeletable. A mere 24 hours later, the Indian government, after pushback from Apple, has completely abandoned this plan. After Apple's refusal to comply with this order, India has completely backed down and done a total U-turn. It's revoked the requirement for the app to be pre-installed by smartphone makers altogether. The Department of Telecommunications in the country confirmed that it had revoked its previous order, so Apple, Samsung, and other smartphone makers won't be forced to install this app on all smartphones sold in the country. The app will still be available on the App Store, so users can seek it out if they want it. It's positioned as a way for users to recover lost and stolen phones, but it ensures that all phones can be tracked by the government, so there are obvious privacy implications as well. But still, thanks to Apple's refusal to comply, iPhone owners in India don't have to worry about this app being pre-installed on their devices, and even worse, undeletable from their devices. We are sponsored this week by Narwhal. Smart cleaning pioneer Narwhal is officially launching their Cyber Monday and Black Friday discounts, offering record low prices on its entire lineup at up to 49% off. There's the flagship Narwhal Pro, which now costs just $9.99 instead of $14.99, or the entry-level best value Frio X10 Pro at under $500. This is Narwhal's biggest ever Cyber Monday and Black Friday sales, with record low pricing on every model. Don't miss your chance to bring smart cleaning to your house by hitting the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Narwhal for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, iOS 26 launched to all iPhone users in September, but since then it's only shown up as a secondary update inside settings. Versions of iOS 18 were still being given priority. Now, however, Apple has started recommending iOS 26.1 as the default new update for all iPhone users. It used to be when Apple released a major new iOS version, it was immediately promoted as the default update inside settings. But in recent years, Apple has slowed down the rollout of big software versions. For example, back in September, iOS 26 and iOS 18.7 were released on the same day. iPhone users who opened Settings, General, then Software Update would see iOS 18.7 as the featured update. You had to scroll down to find a small banner mentioning iOS 26 as an alternative update. So everyone could get iOS 26 if they wanted it, but Apple was still emphasizing iOS 18 to all users. That same behavior continued with iOS 26.1 and iOS 18.7.2 released last month, but now it seems Apple is finally ready to push more iPhone users to upgrade to its latest major software version. Now, when iPhone owners head to the software update screen in the Settings app, they'll see iOS 26.1 featured as the top update. iOS 18.7.2 has been demoted to the also available status at the bottom. Users might also now see a badge on their settings app indicating that iOS 26 is available. But still, the update won't be installed without direct action from the user. They'll need to manually install iOS 26.1 from the settings app, even if they have automatic updates turned on. This strategy by Apple is a way to release its new iPhone software on schedule every September, but take its time promoting it to everyone while subsequent updates fix some of the most common bugs and performance problems. iOS 26.1 is far more stable than what was released as part of iOS 26.0 in September, so Apple feels that it's ready for prime time for iPhone users everywhere. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.